Let's get you to Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, the global dairy trade auction, the results are out. Not too flash.
No, probably. I mean, the rain might be a welcome. Farmers might be welcoming the rain, but I'm not sure they're going to be too happy about the detail in the latest global dairy trade auction. So probably not the Christmas present that they wanted. So the global dairy trade price index has fallen 5.1%. So this is auction number 250, and it's all about milk powder, Mike. Skim milk powder fell 6.3%, and whole milk powder fell 6.7%. And there's probably not much point talking about the other commodity. I mean, butter was down, but it was all about the milk powders. Look, first thing I want to say is that I was talking to someone about the auction yesterday, and I said I wouldn't be surprised to see a fall. There's been some weakness in the futures contracts since the last auction, so that suggested that we'd see a fall in the index, but the magnitude of the fall is surprising. So let's just have a quick look at the two villains here. Skim milk powder down 6.3%. In the last 12 months, just to put a bit of context on here, the skim milk powder index has climbed over 50%. So it was just over 2,000 12 months ago, now $3,068. So if we put that into the context, the fall just takes us back to sort of October levels, a 6.3% fall. If I look at whole milk powder, the fall's a little bit more pronounced, 6.7%. But that over the last 12 months, that price is up about 25% as well. So a bit more significant in terms of the magnitude of the fall. But both of those products are in far healthier levels than they were 12 months ago. So look, it's been a combination of increased supply, weaker demand. We'd usually expect to see a bit of reaction to something like this in the New Zealand dollar overnight. You'd expect to see a bit of weakness in the New Zealand dollar. We actually haven't seen that. New Zealand dollar sort of had fallen earlier in the trading session overnight, but didn't react to the global dairy trade auction. So yeah, not what they want to see, but Mike, it's not a trend yet. It's one bad auction. It's not a trend. And yeah. I just want to really reiterate, prices much healthier than they were 12 months ago, but we now have to wait and see whether this is a hiccup or the start of a downward trend.
Speaking of trends, confidence, business confidence and consumer confidence, have we got some uplift?
Oh, we sure have, Mike, and let's raise the cheer factor a little bit. ANZ Business Outlook released yesterday, so the thorny problem of business confidence, and just as an aside, I did mention to Mike Hoskin a few weeks ago that actually falling weak business confidence is actually a global problem. It's not just a domestic problem. Anyway, in the last few days, I've talked about what has appeared to be a bit of a lift in business sentiment. It's an unscientific observation, but it looks like an accurate read. Good lift in business and headline business confidence, up 13 points. Look, the headline number's still negative, but far healthier than it was. Firms' views of their own activity, this is the better economic indicator, dilutes any of that inherent political bias. That rose 4 points to a net 17%, expecting a lift in higher activity over the year. That's the strongest read since April 2018. This is unqualified good news, so balance that against the weak global dairy trade. Manufacturing services, they lifted their expected availability of credit fell a little bit. But look, business confidence is coming back, baby. It's up and it's looking good and it's better than it was 12 months ago.
Yeah. What about inflation pressure, costs, pricing intentions?
Yeah, they're definitely there. I think if you want to look for weak spots within this survey, it's one, it's the expected availability of credit. That's at lowest level in 10 years. And there are some cost pressures. There's signs of inflation pressure, and that's coming through in costs, pricing intentions. So some signs of inflation pressure there. But with unemployment so weak and the economy actually doing okay, that's not particularly surprising.
Righto. Some numbers, Andrew.
Yep, 28,311, up 74 points on the Dow Jones, 0.26%. The S&P 500 also up about 5 points, 3,195. And the NASDAQ up 4 points, also 8,818. The FTSE 100 just had a bit of a steady session, 7,521, up 3. The Nikkei up 114 points, 24,066. Shanghai Composite, 3,022, they were up 38. The ASX 200, steady yesterday, 6,847, and we gained 34 points on the NZX 50, 11,260. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker than when we spoke yesterday, 0.6568 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9594 against the Aussie, 0.5890 euro, 0.5010 pounds, 71.95 yen. Gold, $1,477.20. We're seeing a bit of a lift in Brent crude. It's now at $66 US.
Fantastic. Happy Wednesday to you. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.